and certainly worth taking the time to discuss. Have you ever wondered why immigrants work harder than Americans in America? Their understanding of and appreciation for opportunity and hard work is a strong motivator. Where did this appreciation come from? The appreciation came from not having that same resource at home, and therefore understanding that, when presented with it, it must be cherished and taken advantage of. Here is a look at how evolution is based on the perspective of observation, as well as observation itself. Have you ever looked at the same item at two different times in your life and felt entirely different about it? Toys are a great example of that. When you were a child, you wanted more toys because your observations were highly focused on toys. As you grew older and realized the value of certain toys and their shelf lives, you looked at them with less desire and perhaps no longer even cared to own them. That is simply because your personality changes and your priorities change along with it. You look at certain things in different ways. Despite the fact that you might still appreciate a butterfly, its colors and flying patterns meant more the first few times than they do today. Your lack of observations gave more value to each and everything you observed. That is why children observe faster than adults, because they have seen very little, and, therefore, any little thing can leave a lasting impression. Those impressions often fade with time because more and more information is processed. As time goes by, certain information loses its value, as past observations were made and the beliefs of the person changed. These observations lose their value the same way in real life. The more comfortable you are with what you see, the less alert and interesting it becomes. Think about French people and the Eiffel Tower. They certainly aren't as excited about visiting the site as tourists would be, but they are thrilled to go to the Empire State Building. Your curiosity comes from your observations, followed by your desire to understand what you see. The more you see something, the less curious you are, and the less interested you are in seeing it. As a child, you do not hold the option to choose what you see or how you see it, because you don't understand how to interpret anything you see. As you get older, your observations are much more impacted by your belief than by your eyes. You see not only what you believe, but also what you understand, and not everything. A lot can be said of those same immigrants above, who came here for opportunity, as they have seen a lot of lack of opportunity early on in life and appreciate the chance of success presented to them later on. Employment in other countries is not as accessible and easy as in the United States. Even with the 10% unemployment rate, the U.S. still has opportunities for everyone, while other countries fail significantly here. This observation of all these difficulties allows immigrants to appreciate the ease of getting what they couldn't acquire before. As a child growing up in France, I witnessed my mom become an entrepreneur partly because she had to, but partly because alternative work wasn't available, and so I took a very quick liking to working, as I saw how impossible it was for my mom, which made me feel the immediate need to get a job at 14. Seeing how people lived in France and how scarce money-making opportunities were, I embraced the power of having access to work and the ease of being entrepreneurial here. I also witnessed fear of unbalanced government through my mother back in the Middle East, and therefore appreciate the freedom and rights that came with living in the United States. As a result, I investigated and exercised my rights when we moved here, but never taking them for granted. My earlier observations were forced on me, and didn't give me the luxury to interpret them in any way but one, through the lens of my mom's beliefs. As you grow older and choose what you see, like I did, you tend to miss a lot because you are naturally egocentric and only observe items that are relevant to you. If you like fashion, then you notice what people wear in other countries. You don't, for example, investigate people's retirement funds and how they differ. You focus your time on things that interest you, which is why the best time to make your children see other countries is when they are young and can absorb all information, not just one set or type based on your beliefs or very own observations. If every child visited two different countries between the ages of 9 and 12, they would certainly be more cultured, understanding, and capable. At that age, they still absorb everything and understand the context of society. As you get older, however, the world around you changes. Things like your job and family keep you planted in one destination, which significantly impacts your environment and growth. As we discussed earlier, your observations become dull, and you miss most of what's around because of the routines you exercise and passive viewing you hold. This brings on comfort and plays a big role in keeping you complacent as it comes from the routine of observation. The more you observe the same thing, the less it interests you and pushes you to learn more, and, as a result, failing to act in your environment kicks in. Since there is no need to take action in your environment, you simply don't care. The same situation here can be applied to your relationship with a loved one. The honeymoon stage in a relationship occurs because things are new and everything is interesting. But as you grow tired of the same visual, situations, or problems, you no longer pay attention or try to impress the person. You drift into a routine. This becomes very apparent when kids are introduced to the picture, as they facilitate that routine and actually make it harder to break out of it. Routines form without kids as well. Those couples who accept the most change in their relationship tend to last longer. From employment change to constant travel together, the change in scenery and environment breaks the routine and allows freshness, even if not directly correlated to the couple. Laziness and routine can keep you from changing circles and never help you really discover what your life could be. Instead, you always wonder. This is where most people experience a midlife crisis. That same routine applies to where you live. The more comfortable and less interesting it is, the more routine your behavior in that city or town. Laziness and comfort are common issues that impact a large number of people, but there is a cure for those that can harness their fear enough to create the change they seek. This change occurs by taking a chance in changing your environment, which is necessary if you wish to break your routine. Here is a method I use to break out of my own plateau or routines. Every 4 or 5 years, I create an unneeded change to force myself to be uncomfortable, change my state, job, country, or home, whatever it takes to change my perspective and get out of my comfort zone. This shift then makes me alert to new observations. I'm forced to make changes to my life in order to accommodate this new environment. Give it a try. You ultimately help yourself and those around you to see more than they may ever have seen, and remain in that so-called honeymoon stage, but rather with life itself. When you grow older and this change is self-created rather than forced, be strategic about what you are looking at to observe and create the specific change you seek. Think about the fish in the pond. You start as a small fish in your pond. Eventually, you grow and become the larger fish in the pond by becoming familiar with the pond and everything in it. You can choose to remain that fish and live in that small pond, dominating small fishes, or you can accept that if you were to move to a larger pond, you wouldn't be considered large anymore. You become the smaller fish once more. This would force you to learn more to survive in this larger pond. The size of the fish, you, never only gets bigger with time. However, you put yourself in a situation that forces you to grow more. Think about the same fish after traveling through 4 different large ponds. It would no longer fit into that first pond anymore, even if, at the beginning, that fish felt large. I was a small fish when I started working in Washington, D.C., but quickly grew to become the larger fish, one of the few driving exotic cars at a young age and living well enough to be recognized as a big fish by others. Once I was acknowledged as such, it almost became routine to be appreciated, so that acknowledgement lost its value because people valued only my possessions. As a result of being a big fish, I questioned if perhaps my pond was large enough for me to keep growing. Since it wasn't, I positioned myself to go and live in Boca Raton, Florida, partly because I knew it was one of the largest concentrations of wealth in the world. I changed my pond to one of the largest out there, which immediately reduced me to a very small fish once more. People in Boca Raton had wealth beyond what those people in D.C. could comprehend, and they lived in a very different fashion as well. I went from a working city to a wealth-based retirement city. That changed not only my pond, but also the dynamics of how that pond worked. This entirely broke my routine and my comfort zone, but allowed me to grow significantly more. My observations were so significantly different from one city to another that I can honestly say that going back to D.C. almost makes me feel invincible, because I now realize how small I was there, making me able to now be more humble because my value has been defined differently now that I see what possibilities are out there. This change in perspective is an immense lesson for me. These types of changes are not easy, but certainly very necessary if you wish to actually move to a state of control over your emotions. Remember that we are not judged by who we are, but rather our actions through time and their impact on others. Putting yourself at stake only allows you to make fear the routine, which is fine, since you want fear to become part of your life so you can control it much easier than most because you've experienced it before. Put yourself at stake until you no longer feel you are, even though your routines continue. In this way, you create a repetition that allows you to rely solely on yourself and your ability, and eventually you venture places others fear to visit. The better you get, the more you become aware of your environment rather than remain lost in your fears of survival. Living for the experience of life itself. When you learn to foster and harness your emotions, you see all of life's designs as ordinary as others see their home. It is imperative that once you reach the third circle itself, you understand your value in life and comprehend that life has a grand design, and there is a lot of beauty in things that may seem ordinary to other people. The finance system, as an example, is looked at as evil because it exists to take people's money if looked at from the first circle viewpoint. Those in the third circle, however, see that this was, at one point, nothing more than someone else's vision. It now powers how we live. It ultimately is no different than the innovation of the light bulb, and while it may be true that plenty of people in the second circle learned how to make the system work for themselves, you can appreciate this major creation for what it is. You understand how it can be tweaked to benefit everyone rather than fund one person's home with possessions. Regardless of what systems you impact and what amazing systems you discover in life, it all starts with your observations, which are now very different than before. These observations are almost an admiration for the way things function and prosper, rather than looking just at the outcomes people focus on. Your ability to continue your observation from this very new lens is part of the process in finding where you fit into the equation. You can't help create innovation without understanding what exists all around you and how it currently works. Your observations now mean more than ever before, as they are understood by both your eyes and your brain. My only advice to you is to ensure that you continue to explore life by constantly exposing yourself to new elements, and also making sure you take a second to enjoy all the visuals that the world has to offer, especially when appreciated for their design and not so much their beauty. The continued experience of life itself is another advantage of living in the third circle, as you now start to experience what living really is. You no longer worry about just your existence. You understand that defining your existence occurs through the action you take, living life to the fullest and impacting others positively. You understand that simply going to work each and every day and doing the same thing without understanding why is no longer an option. If there are two things you should take away from the third circle theory, it is that the world doesn't revolve around you, and that actions, not thoughts, define who we are. There should never be a time when you allow others' actions to prevent you from acting on your own, and certainly no time when you should allow circumstances outside of your control to stop your actions. There can be no victory and no change without action. Living life to the fullest is about having control over your outcomes, and understanding that nothing can stop you from enjoying everything around you but you. Chapter 10. The Birth of Purpose. The self-help industry as a whole doesn't work, and, as we discussed earlier, the same reasons apply to the workout videos. The problem is not that the information is inaccurate or repetitive, but rather what they want you to change are behaviors in your life in order to get to that goal, which is often defined as getting rich. That goal is not important, as it's subjective to perspective. Your behaviors are not aligned with your goals, but the reason you haven't made enough money is also because of how you think about what you do. The habits you need to have established in order to be able to be successful are not there either. The only issue at hand here is that everything you do is based upon one factor only, self-gain. No matter how good the self-help program or the information, their underlying idea is to create something that, ultimately, benefits them more than you. If their program does benefit you, that's great, but if it doesn't, then they don't care. The reason why the self-help industry has a bad reputation is because it is, in most cases, about their own gain, even though their sales message is about helping you. It simply comes across as fraud once the success rate of the product is not favorable for the masses. Rich Dad, Poor Dad was a phenomenal book and full of good ideas, but the programs offered beyond the book were meant to generate income rather than help people. The seminars became more expensive and taught by people without merit. Slowly, people caught on and, as a result, walked away from the weak opportunity it was presenting. Those who succeed often don't want to share information because they don't need more money, so sharing information, writing a book, or helping others isn't their primary concern. This doesn't describe everyone, but a large segment. Then there is the privacy issue. Despite trying to help others, the self-helpers often feel as though putting themselves out there doesn't result in anything for them, but exposes their personal business that might hurt them at some point, which is somewhat true. There are also those people who never really made any money and yet have spent their life telling others fake stories that could jeopardize their integrity if made public. There are so many obstacles keeping those with true stories from sharing that it almost makes it more difficult to get a good message out there unless so many layers benefit before the end user actually can. Think about this. No two paths are alike, and no existing path holds the same reward for the follower as it does for the innovator and builder. That hope, nonetheless, is what keeps people following others. The hope that the reward will be worthwhile with little effort is what prevents people from ever graduating the first circle and makes others take advantage of that weakness for money. If you hold everything true that you discover during your journey to the third circle, then you know that information is neutral. Your feelings toward the information doesn't matter, but rather the information itself does. In the effort to grow, you must expose yourself to observations in order to trigger your desire to seek more information. Certainly, when the path to defining yourself isn't obvious, it is not because it doesn't exist, but rather that you have not yet seen it to create the information you need about it. For example, just because a road is only 2 lanes wide doesn't mean that 3 lanes cannot exist, simply that no one has built a 3rd lane yet. You have the same opportunity to envision and build the road that others cannot see. You will then enjoy the rewards at the end before anyone else can travel down the same path. It is imperative that you create a road that others can also discover and travel through, because this is how we grow as a society. If you are constantly seeking other paths to follow, then you are creating income, not innovation. Think about your life today as it stands, and think about all the experiences, observations, and accomplishments that have made you who you are. Think about how many people you've been able to touch, inspire, and help in your lifetime, no matter how long you've been here. Think about the unpredictable world we live in, and how quickly things can end for anyone. Now, ask yourself this. If I died tomorrow, what would people remember me for? And who, outside of my immediate family and friends, would tell my stories to others? Take a second to reflect on that. Ask yourself if the money you constantly chase, the choices you make strictly because of money, and the destination you choose each day you wake truly are a reflection of how and what you want people to remember you. If so, then continue on. But if you decide that perhaps you have not been working towards the right goals, or even without the right eyesight, then the time to revisit and change directions is now. Not tomorrow, next week, or next year, but today. Ask yourself if you would rather wait around 10 years, only to find out what you could have accomplished. Or would you rather look back in 10 years and remember the great experiences and amazing people you met along your journey while building your legacy? Someone once said, "There are some who live, while others just exist." Those who don't live life for the experience, but exist only for the outcomes, are missing out. They have the opportunity to change their outcome and their experience through the choices and actions they take each and every second they exist. What society really needs to effect true change is a voice, an unaltered, real, and unbiased voice that can only speak truth, even if uncomfortable at times. A voice that takes no credit for creating change, but takes any shape it needs to manifest the change and also bring a higher level of trust amongst each other. A voice that knows fear and when to control it so that it can still be heard. This voice is your voice, and, unfortunately, it will have no merit until you believe it does. Your voice is the most important factor to creating the change you seek and helping in your quest to bring back the true meaning of entrepreneurship. All of you have the skill set and talent within you. All you need is to believe that this gift exists and it becomes possible to travel where others have not. Chapter 11. The Birth of an Idea. Entrepreneurship is about vision, creation, and innovation. It's a way of life and a way of living. In the past decade, entrepreneurship has lost its true meaning and prestige. Instead, it has been looked at as a synonym for being self-employed. There was a time when entrepreneurs were admired for their guts, courage, and innovative thinking for undertaking some of life's biggest challenges and solving them for the benefits of those around them. This selflessness that made entrepreneurs who they are and gave them their identity in the world has devolved into nothing more than a rat race of competitors trying to prove who has or can make the most money. The world of entrepreneurship has been invaded by false opportunities. True entrepreneurs are not defined by how much money they've made, but by the innovations they create and the impact they make on others around them. Those who tell you they are entrepreneurs when they have learned to master a skill that enables them to make money are fooling themselves. A true entrepreneur sees the world for what it can be, not what it is. Even though there is a significant reward for their efforts when they see a task to the end, a true entrepreneur's drive and passion never revolve around the reward, but the journey itself, and the birth of innovation. Having created innovation, or simply attempting to do so, does make someone an entrepreneur, even if there has been no reward in a monetary sense. There are entrepreneurs who are more skilled than others, and some who are more experienced than others, but that certainly doesn't define the importance of oneself. Those who are more skilled have grown both their skill set and mindset to rise up to the challenge to create innovation. They give birth to an idea, and along the way have learned to deal with failure, which means they understand what doesn't work, allowing them to get closer to a solution. Those entrepreneurs understand that the thrill of bringing an idea to life is about overcoming failures and being able to move past your emotions into a state of selflessness. The reason entrepreneurship has become misrepresented and is now a synonym for self-employment is because corporate America and major organizations across every industry have found a way to rob entrepreneurs of their ideas with money. Money that, although necessary, has changed the meaning of entrepreneurship forever. People now create companies only to sell them to others, rather than to help those around them. They now take the time to create businesses to teach others how to make money in order to make money themselves, knowing that few people will ever succeed. The true meaning of entrepreneurship has significantly lost its meaning from the Thomas Edison and Walt Disney days to the present, but it doesn't have to continue on this downward spiral, and we can change that. We can learn to put our differences aside, our past observations and beliefs behind, and instead find a way to reconnect true entrepreneurs together so that real innovation and change can take place all around us. More importantly, we, as entrepreneurs, can show those around us the true meaning of selflessness. To live for the greater good of humanity, rather than our own personal satisfaction, may seem like a lot to ask, but it can have a significant impact on the world. Secret Entourage is more than a website, a book, or a dose of motivation. It is an attempt to bring back what entrepreneurship once was, and to enable those who truly understand, embrace, and live the life of an entrepreneur to have a place to come together and hold each other accountable. At the same time, we grow our talents by learning and observing from one another, and being in a position to help one another create the much-needed change our society needs. If, like me, you believe that there has to be more to this life than just how much money you can make, and if you believe that we were not created to spend our whole lives pursuing a piece of paper, and that our actions towards one another define the person we become and are today, then join me in this quest to give back and help others see what we see. People deserve to know that their life doesn't have to be ordinary and that their circumstance does not have to dictate their outcome. They must understand that even if others do not feel the same, an act of generosity can go a long way. Secret Entourage is not about hiding your identity when helping others, but understanding that anyone who believes in true entrepreneurship can have a voice, regardless of their age, social status, or the amount of money they have made. Anyone can have a great idea and be a driver for change, or a leader rather than a follower. Anyone with the desire to succeed should have the help and support of those around them, so that they in return can one day help others do the same. My vision of what the world should be is the reason I believe Secret Entourage is needed, and why I spend all my energy, resources, and time making sure that this venture can succeed and become the platform that entrepreneurs need to push ahead past the obstacles that our circumstances and past choices have led us to. My greatest skill set has always been to help people, not by showing them what to do, but knowing them better than themselves and enabling them to understand who they are and who they wish to be, and then offering them the tools and support to allow them the change they seek. Over the past 10 years, I have helped countless people realize that their present situation doesn't have to dictate their future outcome, and that every choice they make can change what happens tomorrow. Many have succeeded, but others simply gave up and enjoyed their way of being, even if they chose to remain a byproduct of their environment and focus on themselves. However, I can tell you that every one of those people who I helped did find in themselves the answers to what their purpose was, and certainly made sure that their impact on society and those around them was as powerful as the impact I had on them. From my earliest age to present day, I have observed a woman give her entire life, devotion, and everything she had for the well-being of her child, despite all odds and obstacles in her way. She always chose the harder way for herself if it would make her son's life easier. She has traveled continents without money, sacrificed her health and comfort so that this child could be comfortable. I sometimes question what force or energy allows such selfless acts and what goes on in the minds of those capable of such acts. I then understood that such selflessness cannot be repaid by any amount of money or any amount of success. It can only be paid forward by touching the lives of many others in the same sense. Many will call me insane for thinking I can bring this change to the world and get people to become more aware of other people rather than always focusing on themselves. I am not expecting my efforts to change humanity or alter the course of history. One man cannot change the world, but he certainly can ignite a spark in others that will eventually create the change he wishes to see. If I gave up on helping others because of those who see no value in what I do, or those who simply have no trust in others and feel there must be another reason I choose to help them, then I certainly wouldn't be true to my very own beliefs and wouldn't be living in the third circle. It is my ability to believe in this possibility, more than I believe in my own existence, that allows me to continue driving change in people with the same energy and passion I had when I started. If you wake up feeling like you are worth more than what you do today, then take the time to understand where you are lacking in your own growth. Be honest with yourself and find a way to reach your very own third circle. Once you get there, you will see how powerful its residual effect really is. It will allow you to find a new meaning for why you exist, just like it did for me. There is no way to physically prove at any time that, indeed, what you believe to be your purpose ever was or ever will be, but it's irrelevant, because the energy your belief produces and its impact on those around you will be so significant that it will give a new meaning to how you live life. It is, after all, people like us who remember us, tell our stories, share our pictures, and share how we impacted their lives. It is other people who validate our existence. Chapter 12. Final Words. I hope you have enjoyed reading The Third Circle Theory, and at the very least, absorbed information that will help you redefine yourself and find the true meaning of your very own life. I've had the privilege of having some extraordinary influences and people around me, all of whom have made me who I am today. I want to take a moment to recognize them for their selflessness and their contributions to my life. First of all, my mother Shahla, a beautiful woman who devoted her life to working and sacrificed everything so that I could live my life freely. Your devotion to our survival and your support throughout all these years were not for nothing. After understanding how and why people become who they are, it is only natural that I am a perfect reflection of you. It is because of the sacrifices you made throughout the past 30 years that I am able to take the next step in helping people while truly honoring your name, character, and well-being. There is no battle or past circumstance I regret, and there is no better mother than the one who chooses her own child over herself each and every time. I could not be more proud of you and your accomplishments, but more importantly, I could never have asked for a better mother than you. Thank you. People like Navid and Alan, two extraordinary individuals who devote their most precious resource, time, to help bring a vision to life, a vision that can help others realize what they are missing out on when it comes to living. These outstanding people have every ability to be selfish and focus on money-making opportunities that could give them all the wealth and materialistic possessions one can desire. But instead, they believe in people enough to devote their time and energy to something that is not about them, but about those around them. Their drive, passion, and powerful work ethic is second to none. Their loyalty and love for people they have never met and the impact they are making in a selfish society reminds me each and every day that our work matters and that our destination is none other than the one we envisioned. The experience of working with such an incredible team is truly a privilege, one that I wish more people could experience, but also one that has made me a much better person as a result. The work you guys have done is truly remarkable to date, and I am very excited for things to come in the next 10 years, and also of seeing our friendship evolve. I also want to recognize my uncle Parviz, who established himself as a leader, coach, father, and mentor for me growing up, and who, despite sharing a very different outlook on life, stood behind me in every time of need. Your selflessness, generosity, and devotion to others is exemplary and played a significant role in my upbringing and success. Thank you for being there when it mattered. I also want to thank Ahmad, a mentor in my finance career who showed me that taking chances on people based on who they are, not just what they've done, and helping them reach their potential is what fulfillment is all about. He once took a chance on me because of whom I could become and not what I looked like on paper. His commitment to investing his time in others without ever expecting anything in return is a reflection of the true meaning of generosity. A big thank you to Sue for helping us bring this book to life. I was expecting nothing more than an editor, but instead found one more person who is passionate about seeing the right change occur in the world. I thank you for spending extra time to make sure this book's message was brought to life properly. Thank you to all those who allowed me to be their leader during times of uncertainty and gave me their trust and loyalty when I needed it the most. Great leaders are only as good as the people they lead, and I can proudly say that I led some of the most incredible people through my different roles and projects. Your sacrifices and unconditional support will never be forgotten. Public figures like Henry Ford, Bill Gates, Walt Disney, Steve Jobs, and many others remained true to their cause and made their mark in history, even if at times they never got to enjoy the fruits of their hard work. Their words, actions, and dedication to something greater than themselves makes them the true pioneers of the Third Circle Theory and reinforces my belief every day that we are only as good as our actions and our ability to help others along the way. Thank you for showing everyone that if you dream it, you can do it. I want to also thank all of those people who didn't believe in Secret Entourage and who provided the opposition and obstacles I needed in order to find out what I was made of. All your efforts to stop me, hold me down, and prevent me from being all I could be allowed me to gain the strength, courage, and mindset to overcome any objection or fear that has come my way. Without your limited thinking and mediocre way of living, I would have never been able to recognize what defines an extraordinary person and would have never been able to differentiate the sweet from the sour in life. Last but not least, thank you to all of the fans, readers, followers, and members who email our team each and every day, reminding us of the impact we have made in their life and the inspiration and guidance we provide. Your words, letters, and emails mean a lot to every member of our team, and you give us the fuel we need to validate that our work matters. Thank you for your loyalty, support, and generosity in bringing awareness to all we do. About the author. Pejman Gadimi spent 12 years in various executive-level positions in management and finance, beginning at the age of 18, including 6 years in a vice president-level position for a super-regional bank. In 2004, he launched VIP Motoring, a luxury lifestyle service that caters high-line exotic cars, timepieces, and more to high-net-worth individuals, as well as helps educate them on how to leverage lifestyle rather than be consumed by it. In 2005, he founded Secret Consulting, a successful consulting firm that specializes in entrepreneurial, business, and lifestyle coaching, as well as corporate leadership training. Pejman founded Secret Entourage in 2006 as a means to help and grow a young generation in much need of guidance. Since its launch, Secret Entourage has expanded its reach to a large, worldwide audience. The organization has aided countless individuals in reaching their full potential. Secret Entourage has also helped unify accredited entrepreneurs with the mission of bringing back the true meaning of entrepreneurship. Pejman's lack of educational background and financial resources growing up is a testament that the ability to succeed exists within all of us, and that success starts with our belief in ourselves. Acknowledgements. We often read stories in the news about millionaires who become successful, but we don't often get an in-depth look into how he or she became that way. Secret Entourage takes the time to interview these successful people and gives them a chance to explain, in detail, about how they became the way they are. Through these interviews, you'll hear stories that you would not normally hear about in the mainstream news. It's almost like having the director's commentary to a successful person's business and life, where you get behind-the-scenes explanations on how or why a person did something to become successful. Secret Entourage does a great service to the community by sharing these otherwise untold stories and hopefully inspiring others to achieve similar success. Alan Wong, App Developer, 5.0 Scanner App Creator. Secret Entourage has helped me connect with some really cool people who are successful in their own unique endeavors. As you know, it's beneficial to surround yourself with successful people. Newbies should make a special effort to do this, so they don't idolize and copy one person they know or know of, thinking inside the box of someone else's success story. What I like about Secret Entourage is that your interviews are not sensationalistic. They aren't about flashing and showing off the icing on the cake and the money. I and countless others have learned life lessons, success principles, and more from the often hard-hitting interviews. It's nice to see the real struggle behind the success, the real trial and error. The mainstream media likes to make anyone's success look like a brilliant overnight miracle due to their genius or some other ideal. Aside from interviews, you've published several books with actionable instructions and insight into how to live the lifestyle we want while preserving and protecting the success we've worked so hard to achieve. Thank you guys for being real. I will always be your supporter. Ian Mason, Online Marketer and Software Developer, SE Habitat. Secret Entourage is one of the best, if not the best, website on the entire internet that inspires entrepreneurship and helps motivate people. Whenever I read an article, I actually work harder for several days because their influence is that strong and effective. If you're not reading their blog posts, downloading their amazing ebooks, listening to their interviews, and truly taking in what they have to offer, you're missing out. And that's sad. Tim Sykes, Millionaire Day Trader. SE is a no-nonsense place to get practical advice about entrepreneurship. I like the fact that they're not promoting any get-rich schemes or promising anything. They tell it how it is. They share stories about what it takes and why you have to get scrappy if you want to be an entrepreneur. I also love how SE stresses the importance of mindset. Most how-to websites just focus on the process without any regard to mindset. I can tell you from first-hand experience that mindset is the foundation of all success, not just in business, but in your personal life. SE sets the stage for success by teaching its readers that it all starts with mindset. I go to SE for inspiration and love reading all the stories about how people got their start. If you've ever wanted to be an entrepreneur but weren't sure how to get started, then SE is a great place to start. I highly recommend checking them out. Vincent Wong, co-founder and CEO of M Help Desk. Secret Entourage is unlike any other website, blog, or magazine. From the mind of an entrepreneur to the backbone of how a real business is built, they share stories of growth, success, and most importantly, the hustle and grind. Secret Entourage was the first to approach us to write an in-depth article about our company and the people behind it. At the time, we had just expanded our business and began really focusing on becoming a global brand. To this day, it is still the most popular article on our website. From our latest projects, events, products, and new adventures, SE takes the initiative to share our voice with their massive audience. As our business continues to grow, our relationship with SE only follows suit because we share a vision that we are not marketing, we are educating the next generation of entrepreneurs. Tony Ewan, Luxury Lifestyles Boutique, SR Auto Group. What I like about Secret Entourage is how real it is. Other sites offer ebooks and overpromise and underdeliver on them. They promise, guarantee, that once you have read their book and do a few easy tasks, you'll become a mega millionaire almost overnight. Secret Entourage is real. Nowhere in any article does it promise anything. It talks about how hard it is to make it and explores the idea that there is no secret to success. Success comes from hard work, consistency, and doing the right thing over and over. Secret Entourage pushes people to do better, to look inside themselves, find something great, to quit their 9-to-5 and find their passion. Secret Entourage is greater than all. Chris Bosgraf, Automotive Entrepreneur, Water-Cooled IND. I support Secret Entourage because they share the vision of empowering young people to make a shift towards self-reliance. Secret Entourage lives Gandhi's statement of, "Be the change you want to see in the world." When you combine that powerful statement with the words of George Eliot, who said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been," you realize that whatever phase in life now is, there is still opportunity. That is the gift, after all, opportunity. We don't deserve any measure of good fortune, and nobody owes us anything. The gift isn't some level of entitlement. The gift is in the opportunity. Secret Entourage not only promotes and shares this mindset, but they also help facilitate the growth that enables this shift. There is a lot of value in that way of thinking and providing that kind of environment. Barry Doyle, Entrepreneur, Exotic Clutch Technologies. Secret Entourage is the best resource for all things entrepreneurship and luxury lifestyle. Apto HQ supports SE because they provide amazing unique content, great information products, and highly motivational/inspirational interviews and stories with proven entrepreneurs. We highly recommend anyone interested in getting out of the rat race and becoming financially independent to follow Secret Entourage. Keep up the great work, guys. Look forward to seeing what you guys do in 2013. Tom Cruise, web hosting provider, Apto HQ. Who doesn't want a good close friend in their lives who share the same mindset? That's Pejman for me. Besides someone whom you can rely on, he stands as an alter ego with whom I've had the pleasure of sharing a lot of good memories with. If I had to describe Pejman by his most principal characteristics, I would simply say that he doesn't rest on his laurels. He can stand on the hill and in the valley and not lose sight, and be the lone outsider he needs to see things to the end. Pejman's genius lies in his makeup, in his ability to walk a distinct path in life and perceive with more than just his knowledge, but with his history, looking back, and his collective energy looking forward to make concrete choices today that create side effects that extend beyond himself. And one of those side effects includes the way I've been able to be inspired by Pejman, motivated to act and to move forward with more velocity and to share in a different perspective. Pejman's tenacity and energy simply creates an environment that fosters growth and energizes people. As with most good stories in life, the best is yet to come, with Pejman and Secret Entourage, and so I'm staying tuned. Navid N., Director of Design, Secret Entourage. "Time flies" is an expression I've been recently using more and more. Maybe it's my older age and memory worsening, but the last several years have become quite a blur to me. But it's a blur filled with the growth of myself as an individual. You see, 4 years ago, I was nothing more than your average teenager. Although I was close to graduating college, I did in 2009, I was still lazy and complacent. I've always wanted more for myself, but was comfortable in my own shoes. You could argue that those 4 years of growth was from real-world experience and maturity, but I can honestly thank one person for helping me change the way I look at life and making me the person I am today. That person is Pejman, who I met through a few mutual interests we shared. Constant run-ins with each other got us acquainted. While I saw nothing more than a teenager in the mirror, Pejman saw something much more in me. The potential he saw in me was so great that he asked me to partner up on his new business idea aimed to change the world. That idea was Secret Entourage. As I said before, I wanted more in life and strongly believe in seizing opportunity when it presents itself. Secret Entourage has been a true test of my own character. Although I've been involved in various businesses in the past, this was one where I had to dedicate my full attention because, after all, I had a partner I couldn't disappoint. Every venture will have ups and downs, and Pejman was able to constantly keep me moving forward with positive progress, even when distractions and obstacles came up. His ability to help me look at the future rather than the present allowed me to see the big picture of business and life in general. While working under the leadership of Pejman, I was able to see the world from a different perspective, one where positivity is key to success, but also being fearless, forming good consistent habits, having good common sense, and ultimately, knowing we have a choice in how our life unfolds. As much as we dedicate our blood, sweat, and tears into secret entourage, Pejman has always been a friend first and a business partner second. There's never a moment when he's not there for me or concerned for my well-being. Although we now live thousands of miles apart, things haven't changed. Always a phone call away and readily available when you need him. Fast forward to today, and I can proudly say I've attempted and or done things most individuals my age have never done in their life. For that moment of truth, faith, and opportunity 4 years ago, I can only thank Pejman. Alan D., Director of Marketing, Secret Entourage. This has been Third Circle Theory, Purpose Through Observation. Written by Pejman Gadimi. Narrated by Craig Jessen. Copyright 2012 and 2013 by Secret Entourage. Production copyright 2013 by Secret Entourage.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.